The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Come down just a hair. A little more if you...
We're on.
I'm John Sears, and this Thanksgiving week, I'm thankful I get to co-host Sound Off alongside Keith Murphy.
And I'm Keith Murphy. I'm thankful for the seat warmer in my car. It's getting cold out there, and it really helps.
Really?
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
All right, John.
I was checking my hair there on the TV.
Hey, it's not.
I didn't see the red light.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Well, we got a lot to talk about, right?
We do. Your chance to Sound Off at 515-282-9010. The hot topics: Iowa frustrates Hawkeye fans with a lackluster loss to Purdue on Senior Day. This play here kind of about sums it up, doesn't it?
Man.
Oh, man, that was ugly.
It was rough at Kinnick Stadium, and the Cyclones grind out a win at Baylor. Iowa State remains mathematically alive for the Big 12 championship game. They need a lot of help, but they're alive. Sound off at 515-282-9010.
In the words of Hawkeye football fans everywhere, what was that? How can a team that boat raced Ohio State lose to Purdue on Senior Day? How did the Hawks hang 55 on the Buckeyes and then see their defense outscore their offense the next 2 weeks? It makes no sense, like Adele setting fire to the rain. What? M. Night Shyamalan gave us the spellbinding sixth sense, but he also directed The Last Airbender. It's like the Hawks whet appetites with The Empire Strikes Back and then force fans to sit through back-to-back showings of Phantom Menace. How wooed! It's LeFester Rhodes, Buster Douglas, and Timmy Smith. An inexplicable sports riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma. Kirk Ferentz earned the benefit of the doubt. He's the same loyal, dignified, good guy with 14 bowls, 5 top 10 finishes, and 3 championships whom we hailed after the Ohio State beatdown. But Ferentz must own these 2 weeks. It's one thing to lose at Wisconsin. It's another at home to Purdue. Iowa had better players and more incentive. Purdue outcoached and outplayed the Hawks again on Senior Day. Hawkeye fans forgive bad execution, but they demand all-out effort. Iowa played poorly and looked lethargic. Do that at the dumpster fire known as Nebraska, and the Hawks will head for the least anticipated bowl game in Iowa history.
Anything but Detroit, all right? Anything. Keith, on Friday, Dowling won its 5th football championship in a row, unprecedented in Class 4A. The hate on social media started immediately. Full disclosure, I am a Dowling grad. I understand many people hate Dowling. I get it. Because Dowling is a private school, they have students from all over Central Iowa. This makes them an easy target when they're successful. And the key phrase there is, when successful. And if we're being truthful, we can modify that statement to, when successful in football, right? That's where the hate really stems from. From 2002 to 2009, Dowling was a good football program, but didn't win any titles. No one complained about Dowling's roster when they were losing. Complaints only come when Dowling has success. Dowling has recently won state titles in cross country, girls golf, girls basketball, heck, even debate. You know how many complaints we got about those activities? Zero. Football is king. But as good as the Maroons are, there seems to be this belief that Dowling is unbeatable. So good that public schools cannot compete. This is not only a slap in the face to those public schools, but also false. Dowling lost this year to Centennial. Johnston had them on the ropes in the semifinals. Iowa City West set a new title game record for passing yards, but turned the ball over four times. No doubt Dowling is good, but the gap between the Maroons and many public schools is not as wide as some think. I also see many people advocating for an all-private school class. That's basically ignoring the real elephant in the room. The private schools and Dowling are not the problem. The gap between the suburban schools and the metro city schools is the problem. Bottom line, Dowling is good. Private school or not, five in a row deserves credit. The Maroons' run will end sometime. Who knows? It very well could be next year.
Then again, it may not be.
They lose a lot on defense. I know that for a fact.
Let's get to the phone calls here. We'll start with our man Les in Ames. Iowa State remains alive, long shot, but remains alive for the Big 12 championship game at Cowboys Stadium. Les, what did you think of the workmanlike effort at Baylor?
Oh, that was cake for us, guys. That was a game that we went in there and, you know, we were expected to win. Of course, Baylor having the terrible record that they have, but I think Iowa State did what they needed to do. Zab Nolan did a great job coming in at quarterback. Alan Lazard, again, a big, huge part of the offense. Hakeem the Dream Butler, you know, that was a massive play. I think
a dream catch, by the way, too.
Yeah, it was a dream catch. But I think it was just a well-done, great effort by everybody. Just looking forward to next week going to K-State. And K-State, you know, they have this reputation of setting teams in the Big 12. So I hope it doesn't happen. They upset Oklahoma State this week, so let's see. And I'm excited to see what happens.
Always good to hear from you, Les. And what a catch and run that is, John, by Hakeem Butler. Boy, that is that's as good
second
as it
gets
right
week,
there.
Second straight week, Iowa State has had a play in the SportsCenter top 10. I believe that was number two. I think Lazard might have been number one on his tip drill catch the week before. So, man, those receivers, they were highly touted coming in. They're proving their worth right now.
Yeah, when you have receivers like that, you can play four different quarterbacks and have a successful season. It does help. Nick is in Johnston, also talking Cyclone football. As Iowa State goes to Kansas State after Kansas State just served up an attention getter with the win at Oklahoma State. Go ahead.
Hey, Keith. Big fan, longtime fan of the show. Appreciate you putting me on. Just wanted to give a big shout-out to the Iowa State football team. Grew up a Hawkeye my whole life, so great to see Iowa State out there winning some ball games.
Great to hear from you, and welcome to the show. Call again anytime. We'd love to hear from you. John, David Montgomery is the question mark here. Last I knew, Las Vegas hadn't even put a point spread out there yet, waiting for the news on Montgomery. He was, again, fantastic.
I think he had 144 yards or something like that.
He runs so hard. He had, it seemed like 50 broken tackles. I don't know what the official number was.
And I think he actually leads the entire country in broken or missed tackles.
He does.
The way they, carry those stats or whatever he does. But, man, he's so good. And that play that he got injured just got bent backwards, kind of like a pretzel. It's an ankle injury. Nothing's broken, nothing strained. But, man, they might hold him out. I mean, it looked bad. And when you're carted off the field, I mean, I rarely are guys carted off. And then they can play, rarely the next week. So I hope he plays. It's a big game against Kansas State, but he'd be a big loss for him.
Well, you got a cold and you're out here. I mean, that took courage.
I tough it out.
Yeah, you
I do what I can.
Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny ref judges this week, so I don't know what's going to happen. Andy in Urbandale says, newly elected Des Moines City Councilman Josh Mandelbaum looks like Academy Award-winning actor Adrian Brody. Tiny ref?
Too bad there, yeah.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Chandler in Des Moines says Cyclone basketball player Donovan Jackson, who set the Puerto Rico tip-off
scoring record,
76
points in three games.
Yeah, looks like former Fab Five member Jalen Rose. How about this one, Tony Ref?
Guys, it's Thanksgiving turkey, and it's What's Bugging Andy next.
You can follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Joe writes, if the Hawkeyes continue to have Kirk call games, I'm going to sue the state for continuing to keep Kirk as a state employee.
Is that legal? Can you do that? Sue the state?
Kirk call games?
Maybe he thinks he's calling the plays.
Okay, that's Brian.
Yeah. Maybe he thinks Kirk is doing it. Brian's just the message man. C.L. Beck writes, Baylor does not deserve to have a program, much less a win. I will not root for them. I will not sell my soul for a successful football team. That's what they did. And no win or championship is worth that. I'm proud of my Cyclone season as is.
All right, more on that coming up in Face Off. We are thankful for many things, including you watching Sound Off. Thank you.
And we're also thankful for What's Bugging Andy.
One of the most aggravating signs of growing older is witnessing a change in culture. Something you once considered to be a universal truth suddenly turns 180 degrees. Fashion, sports, politics, tastes, and everything from houses to wristwatches. It's all changing all the time, and I get that. But I'm talking about a universal truth here. I mean, something that never, ever, ever had a flip side or a downside or another side or really any side because it was, you know, universal and the universe doesn't have sides. I'll cut to the chase here. I thought everyone looked forward to Thanksgiving turkey. It's light, it's dark, it's crispy, it's juicy, it's something you enjoy right away but then still can't wait for the leftovers. Your grandmother cooked it, your grandfather carved it. From the wealthiest dining room south of Grand to the poorest soup kitchens in the city, every room is serving turkey on Thanksgiving and every mouth is watering in anticipation. But last weekend, my wife told me she doesn't really like roast turkey. And then my mother-in-law concurred. And then some friends and coworkers and people I talked to over social media. It went on and on. This pantsing of an American icon. People don't like the skin, don't like the bones, don't like the giblets, don't like the biology class-like process of dissecting the carcass. Hey man, it's called carving. And I thought the head of every American household knew how to do it. Wrong. I'm wrong. I am told turkey's future is in burgers and bacon, not on platters and heirloom play settings in a family feast. Is roast turkey really on its way to becoming the next alarming bygone era sounding food like head cheese or chitlins? Will cooking it make me appear to my grandkids the way my grandfather appeared to me when he cooked liver and onions and then chased it down with a warm glass of buttermilk? Well, you know what? I'm gonna say it right now. I don't care. I'll be the oddball. I'll be uncool. I'll be left behind. I'll be old school. But I'll only be truly thankful if my Thanksgiving still comes with a turkey. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
I never knew Andy was so passionate about turkey.
I guess.
Dowling celebrates a fifth straight state championship. Who's in your five is next? Plus more live calls from Zach and Ames, John and Coon Rapids, Stephen and Des Moines. Denny and Fort Dodge, that's all next. You can like us on Facebook at Sound Off Nation. Kevin writes, all I have to say is third and nine, quarterback draw, and get Stanley smoked. If you're going to wave the white flag, then don't get a player hurt. Also, my coaching crew in fifth grade football would have known to go for one versus two in that position.
I agree with him that going for two was a little odd late in the game.
Yeah, you don't need to do it yet.
Yeah. Steve writes, time to face it, Hawk fans. Time for a regime change. How much more of this crap are you going to put up with? I do think Kirk can coach, but I think it's time for him to move on. This program is stale. I just think it's time to rebuild and move on. If you want mediocre, then stick with what you got.
Who's in your five Dowling football championships with help from Topping Photography?
Number five, 2013, you remember Ryan Boyle junior year, Rico Gafford, they crushed Xavier in the championship. 2014, Boyle's second state title, four touchdowns that game for the now Hawkeye quarterback. 2015, just a dominant defensive performance, they beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy 41-10. 2016, Jacob Zachary ran wild, power football 23-10 over Iowa City West. And then on Friday night, Jason Murray, three touchdowns. They forced turnovers. They beat Iowa City West again, 35-21 for five in a row.
The D is for Dynasty. And again, thank you, Topping Photography. Let's get back to the live call. Zach is in Ames. Zach, your chance to sound off.
Hi. I was wondering if you guys had looked back, if I told you at the beginning of the season, that Iowa State would have 7 wins and Iowa would not at this point in the season, what would you have been more surprised by? And then second of all, what is your predictions for the last game of the season?
I would have been more surprised with Iowa State having 7 wins, and that's nothing against the Cyclones, but when you're coming off a 2-win season.
3 wins, yeah.
Two and then three.
Yep.
But then you beat Oklahoma, you beat TCU. You essentially have to beat some of those teams to get to 7. So I'm more surprised that Iowa State has 7. They've had a great year because Vegas really predicted Iowa at 6.5.
Yep.
Many Hawkeye fans were thinking 8, but in reality they saw what Iowa lost. So this is kind of right where Vegas predicted Iowa, but I'm more surprised at Iowa State.
Yeah, I picked Iowa State to go 6-6, and a couple people wanted to check me into a mental health
facility. I had them at 5-7. I thought I was being pretty good, generous. I bumped them up 2 games, and yeah. Now they're blowing that out of the water.
Now, we both had the Hawks at 8-4. We're not going to make it.
We're not getting there.
We're not going to make it. All right, Dodger Denny's in Fort Dodge with a thought on Cyclone football. Dodger Denny?
Hey, guys. That was a great game. Now we'll get ready for the next game at Kansas State, and I want to congratulate the Iowa State men's basketball tournament, guys. They beat the last game tonight, Boise State, and now we can start for a new season for them, too. And then I want to say, go Cyclone, and you guys have a nice Thanksgiving.
All right, thank you.
Same you too, Dr. Denny. Yeah.
Cyclone basketball fans feel a whole lot better about the season than they did when we had Sound Off last week.
Man, I was at the Milwaukee game on Monday.
Yeah.
Anybody that watched that game just wants to just delete that from their memory. 18-point loss to one of the worst Horizon League teams this year at home, but then they bounced back for 3 wins. And getting Cameron Lard and Brace in there certainly helped inside. And Donovan Jackson played really well in this tournament down in the Puerto Rico tip-off, which I think was actually played in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, they couldn't play in Puerto Rico for reasons you understand from watching the news. It's still in really bad shape in Puerto Rico. So it moves to Myrtle Beach, and it is odd seeing Iowa State play in what looks like a high school gym, really.
Coastal Carolina, yeah, it looks good in these highlights, but anytime they would go to the wide shots, those fans you see, that's basically the top of the gym right there.
They were all Cyclone fans. They need to send a thank you letter to Iowa State because it seems the only fans who were there were Cyclone fans.
But this tournament does give Iowa State fans, I think, a little bit of a relief seeing them play well, seeing them win some games.
Learning to play together.
Yeah, and they got a lot to build on. I think Lindell Wigginton is showing that he is going to be a really good player. Nick Weiler-Babb has made a lot of strides this year. He's improved a lot.
I believe
point
he
guard,
was
too.
The MVP.
Yeah, all-around MVP.
Tournament. Yeah. The Heisman Trophy favorite did not lead his team to a win over Kyle Kemp, Cyclones, and Norman, but that's not why Baker Mayfield made Sound Off's face-off. Plus, more live calls. We'll close it up at 515-282-9010. You can email the show, soundoff at whotv.com. Congratulations to the Hawkeyes on their loss yesterday for once again playing down to their opponent. Expect the Hawkeyes to continue to embarrass themselves on Friday when they suffer their third straight loss. Danny and West Des Moines.
Yeesh.
That's kind of nasty.
Man, been a Hawk fan for 60 years. This loss was terrible. Terrible. Got out coached. Why do we call the same running play on first down every time? Brian keeps doing the same thing over and over, Brian Ferentz. Something has to change. Throw the ball downfield, use tight ends, anything. We have to change to beat Nebraska. That's from Mike in Ankeny.
Fans are restless again, just a couple weeks after being really happy.
Time for more topics. We call it Face Off. In the most 2017 thing ever, LeVar Ball said President Trump had nothing to do with his son being released from house arrest in China. And Trump responded, he should have left Ball's son in jail. This is Twitter gold.
I do believe President Trump played a significant role in the preferential treatment. LeVar Ball should do what the three players did, be thankful and contrite.
But that's not LeVar Ball.
And that's why President Trump should have just ignored Ball.
But he can't.
No, he can't.
Iowa State can still make the Big 12 championship game, but it takes a Baylor win over TCU. Many Cyclone fans said they'd never cheer for Baylor, not after several years of Baylor enabling a rape culture. What's a fan to do?
Root for TCU to lose, not Baylor to win.
Isn't that the same thing?
It helps.
More antics from Baker Mayfield, this time crotch grabbing aimed at Kansas players. I think he's the best player in the country, but will you vote this guy for the Heisman?
Well, Kansas captains would not shake Mayfield's hand, which was stupid. And Mayfield did apologize for grabbing his crotch. trash talking goes on in football more than people realize. Mayfield will win the Heisman easily. I may still vote for him, but the best player I saw this season was Saquon Barkley.
He was good against Iowa. Blake Shelton is the sexiest man alive.
Chewed a back of spit.
Who finished second? Mark Mangino?
Come on, Blake Shelton is not in that class. Overrated. This is a Thanksgiving dinner edition. Right. Overrated. Green bean casserole. This stuff is straight nasty.
You don't like green bean casserole?
No,
I do not agree with this. Underrated corn casserole, it's okay.
No, it's delicious.
No, wait. You like corn casserole?
Yeah, and don't cut the calories by substituting yogurt for sour cream. Bring the flavors. Delicious. Delicious.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I can eat it.
I like green bean casserole.
But are you kidding?
It goes great with turkey.
That's disgusting.
Turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing.
We should do a poll.
All right, boys, you got 1 minute. I said 1 minute.
1 minute.
Keep
all right.
Tight.
All right. Thank you, Tiny Ref. He didn't just judge today. He also was warning it. So 1 minute. we'll get one thought from three people. We'll start with John in Coon Rapids. John, go ahead.
How's it going, fellas?
Good. What's up?
So I want to talk tonight about the freaking Philadelphia Eagles, the big comeback win over the Dallas Cowboys.
Man, they scored 30 points in the second half. Man, killed the Cowboys. Cowboys are trending down.
Eagles are number one on the team index right now, right?
They're probably them and the Patriots collision course.
Maybe. Steven in Des Moines. Hi, Steven.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, doing good.
Hey, listen, I got three thoughts. First of all, I'm a Hawkeye fan. And my thought is, go Cyclones because you're showing effort. And Hawkeyes, why are you afraid of success?
You think they're afraid of success?
Yeah, I do. How did they beat Ohio State the way they beat them and then lose to Purdue at home?
All right, we're going to have to go to Gene and Ankeny for the final 10 seconds. Gene?
Hey, guys, I've enjoyed your show.
Thanks.
The only variable that I can think of that in the Hawks playing in the last few games, they wear black suits against Ohio State.
Maybe they should go back to those uniforms.
The black uniforms.
Got to end it there, Gene. That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Van Meter celebrates its first state football championship.
Congratulations to former sound-off intern, the great Addison Boughton, assistant coach, and all the Bulldogs state champions for the first time.
Perfect.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.